Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock.
8:39 here. On this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 76 degrees.
That just doesn't get old, does it? No.
I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
So whenever we're Stephen Stone will say stand by, who plays the music, and then typically most folks will just say stand by, and we know when to start going. This is all we get from Stephen Stone. You've got 15 seconds. Go.
And you better
take the training wheels off of us real
That's
quick,
right.
don't you?
That's right. I mean, you're either ready or you're not.
He just pushes out of the airplane and... Figure
Hope
it
you
out.
You can pull the chute.
By the time you get to the bottom.
I make sure you got the chute on, okay?
That's right.
I think it's very important.
Well, thank you, Stephen Stone. All right. We appreciate it. He's always got our back. And our next guest, well, he's got the backs of lots of students within the Rock Hill School District. We're going to welcome in Dr. Marty Connor. He is the Assistant Superintendent of School Innovation and Development for the Rock Hill School District. And it's great catching up with you once again, Dr. Connor.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
It was fascinating. We were just kind of getting your backstory, and we asked, have you always been in education? And as long as we've known each other, you've been in education. For us on this side of the mic, this is just seems like education has always just been a good fit for you. But you've had some other jobs not dealing with education. But so what do you like about education? Why get up to work every day and then go and deal with everyone else's children?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think first of all, it's service. You know, when you're talking about, you know, giving to humanity and mankind and your society and what you're doing to make impact, you see it truly every day. When you work with students and adults at this point in my career, see the real impact. So it's really about service to others and just making sure that, you know, your purpose for life is being executed by who you are as an individual. So my beliefs are grounded in education. My mom was a school teacher. My grandmother was a teacher. My brother was a principal. My sister's a principal. So, you know, just the core of who we are as a family, we like to serve, provide support for young people. And in my role now, it's a little bit different as I work with more adults, but certainly that connection with service to mankind is what's important to me.
Well, when you're dealing with thousands of children, which you all have,
yes,
in the Rock Hill School District, discipline always comes into question, right? Like, what does the discipline look like? And that has certainly been a topic of conversation over the last few years in schools across the country, not Rock Hill specific, but you obviously deal with right. behavior issues. Walk us through what that looks like. How do you handle behavior issues? How do you handle kids that are disruptive in class so it's not becoming an issue for everyone else in school? Because some would argue that in the last couple of years in schools throughout this country, the discipline's been a little wonky. So walk us through what that looks like here in the Rock Hill School District.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think, you know, discipline, you know, there's been a grand shift since COVID, you know. I think people, certainly in schools, adults, young people, families, really have more of an IQ for what, you know, their well-being is, mental health, and how they are dealing with emotional issues. So we talk about those myriad of things you're talking about, those also layer into schools, you know. And so when you have kids come to school with sometimes more emotional, not really trauma, but engagement than they had before, we have to deal with that. So how do we as adults, first of all, be clear on our expectations for young people in schools? You know, our learning environments have to be, you know, that of conducive for learning in classrooms. Expectations has to be very clear. Our resource that we provide and intervention and support has to be very clear in what we do and resources for our young people. So that's the first thing. But I think more so with us in Rock Hill, we really want to be partners with parents. You know, we're dealing with discipline, how you engage with parents to be very clear on what we have for resources and expectations. We deal with things that are, you know, a little bit larger. How do we provide those consequences that give kids an opportunity for success? You know, our goal is not to put kids out of school, but more so to provide that resource and an opportunity for them to, you know, do better and change their behavior. So for us, we're going to be engaging in some things this year to make sure we have some parents involved, community members involved, and, you know, vetting our resources and really aligning what we really want as a good, you know, opportunity for kids to come to school, do well, behave well, and be successful educationally.
What do some of those new initiatives look like, or what are you asking from parents to be able to partner with Rock Hill Schools to be able to help y'all make sure that the discipline and the behaviors are in check and in place?
Yeah, I think first of all, like I said, is be very clear on what we have in our expectations, you know, and that's, you know, reading the handbook, sitting down with your child at the beginning of the school year, being clear on the expectations, first of all, arriving to school on time, bringing your materials to school, being attentive in class, being respectful, those core elements that we know as 80s children that, you know, things happen when, you know, you're not respectful in school. And so with us, we want to have those core elements to really be in place and have those conversations with families and kids at home before they arrive to school. We have a few initiatives this year that we're looking at. One pretty large one, we have a behavioral comprehensive model that we're going to put together this year with a steering committee. I'm going to meet once a month with many stakeholder groups, community members, parents, teachers, principals, to really look at what are we doing to curtail those behaviors, but also provide those intervention supports, those incentives, and again, worst case scenario, those clear consequences if kids were to behave where they're more egregious than norm. So that's going to start August 28th. I was on the phone just before I came in here talking about that with the committee right now. We got some more things, some subset of things around bullying prevention, smoking and vaping sensations. So there's a myriad of things that we have right now as far as some key initiatives for our young people in Rock Hill Schools.
We're speaking with Dr. Marty Connor. He is the Assistant Superintendent of School Innovation and Development for the Rock Hill School District. This is kind of our back-to-school talk to make sure we're all on the same page when that first bell rings in the Rock Hill School District on Monday, August the 4th. Let's kind of recap again when it comes to electronic devices in our schools. Yes. What's the rule? What's the law? What can kids have? What can they not have? Let's do a refresher on that.
Yeah, well, first of all, we have technology in our schools that we actually provide one-to-one with our young people. We'll have all our devices deployed by August 15th when school starts. We had a refresher of about 4,000 devices for young people that we have new devices in our school for kindergarten through eighth grade. We have about 3,000 devices for teachers this year. So we have freed up a whole lot on just devices overall. So that's first thing that we have. The biggest thing is cell phones. You know, in an era where cell phones are the preeminent information for all, there's a cell phone law that we have to follow by the State Department of Education where kids, you know, for the most part, have to have cell phones put away during the school day. So those are expectations. When you're, you know, as I do have three young people myself, I need a question. I'm asking my son, you know, I got to remember I can't call or text, you know, and how can I communicate with my child, you know, beyond, you know, that cell phone when I know that's not the policy that he or she can disregard. So, you know, being clear on what those things are and those expectations when they walk in the school building, the phones have to be put away in your book bag or in your purse or, you know, on your purse in your pockets, but you can't have those out in the school day. We do have sometimes some various incentives where you can have cell phones that could be used at some downtime during lunch, but also we use those cell phones sometimes they're allowed during the instructional time in the classroom. So we have a very clear policy, so you can check our policies on our website and, you know, go over those with your child. But like myself as a parent, that's very hard and difficult. So we just want you to be clear on what those expectations are and follow what we have in our district policies.
Another part of the back to school message is all about transportation, and that is a topic we have been talking about a lot this week. In fact, we just spoke a few moments ago with the individuals from the York Police Department on back to school traffic. And we learned the other day that there are hundreds of buses within the Rock Hill School District that would transport thousands of students.
Hundreds of routes. I was shocked.
Hundreds of routes.
I was shocked.
A lot of routes.
Cannot imagine all that. Day in and day out. That's morning and afternoon. So that being said, there's a transportation open house that's happening tomorrow, Thursday, July the 31st. And walk us through what the importance of families attending this is.
Yeah, well, first of all, we do have a transportation open house July 31st tomorrow at Finley Road between 3 and 6 o'clock. That's just to give you information about transportation. Your bus routes, what bus you're riding, what to expect from buses. As you said, we have 120 buses on the road every morning and afternoon transporting kids every day. You're talking about thousands of routes. If you go to the transportation department, it's like a logistical nightmare, if you will, if you look at it from a person who don't know anything about it. But certainly they do a great job at getting kids safe to school. We can expect some, you know, with back to school on Monday, some delays, about 30-minute delays coming to pick your child up and also getting your child home every day. But again, Tomorrow we'll share more information about what that looks like for you as a parent as you get your kids to school every day. We do have an app you can go on. It's called My Ride 360. You can find it on our website that shows you how your child can get to school on their routes and what bus they ride. But also, it talks more about delays. So if your child should be at home at 4 o'clock and it's 4:25, you can go on the app and find out, okay, he's on his way home and be here in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So again, that's on our website. It's the My Ride 360 app that we have for transportation needs as well.
And I think today is the deadline for you to sign up if your child does want to be on a bus. It's today, correct?
Yes, it's today, okay. More so to get you safe to school and on a route by Monday. But Certainly it's open for the entire year. But just to segue into what you mentioned about that, what's important more so that every family go on our website. The schools have sent information about going on to register your child for school. That is online, and so you cannot use this app unless you are registered to be a student in Rock Hill School. So just be clear that it's online in our schools, on our district website. You must have proof of residency, your birth certificate, immunization records to register for school, and that gets you on the app, you know, that we'll have available tomorrow for parents to see at the event for transportation.
So make sure your child is registered. Make sure that they're set up and ready to go for that first day of school on August the 4th. And don't forget about this transportation open house tomorrow, Thursday, July the 31st, 3 to 6 p.m. at Finley Road. It's the old Finley Road Elementary School. You get information about transportation, meet the drivers and the staff, which would be huge. As someone who rode the bus growing up, you would meet your bus driver on day one when they open up the door.
School before school.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got school, didn't you?
School before
that
school.
That is great.
Ride the bus, please.
That is very well said. Ask questions, and there will be some fun activities. And as is always the case, the first day or so, maybe the first week of anything when it's brand new for a new year, there's going to be a little bit of growing pain. Yes. Just be patient with everyone. Yes. Reach out to the individual schools first. Do not always go to social media and put everyone on blast, and that's whether it's school or not. Work your way up. Go to your child's school, teacher, principal. If you feel like you're not getting stuff there, then you can continue to work up the chain all the way to the top. And don't forget about your school board member. They represent your voice on the Rock Hill School Board and represent you within the district. So reach out to them if you feel like you've got some more questions. Well, here's to a very successful 2025-2026 school year. Dr. Marty Connor, again, the Assistant Superintendent of School Innovation and Development.
Thank you so much.